This is the local music revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Local Music Revolution. I am your host, Ogre. How are you doing, people? On today's episode, we have Perception out of Fresno, California. They are a younger band, however, they are making headway and they are doing some really, really awesome things. Just recently, within the past couple days, they've actually opened up for Act of Defiance, which is actually a band composed of Megadeth, Scar the Martyr and Shadows Fall X members, and their album's actually really, really good. Act of Defiance, I believe the album is called The Birth and the Burial, and it is really good. I found out that was a thing, and I bought it as soon as I could, which really does mean that I bought it on its release day because, well, I do that kind of thing. Before we get to the band, you know what we gotta do. Social media. You can contact me at facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, on Instagram at thelocalmusicrevolution, on Twitter at TLMRpodcast, on Tumblr at tumblr.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, or you can just go through and look at thelocalmusicrevolution.com, because that is a thing. I made it myself. I know what's up. Speaking of social media presence, my first sponsor, stringjoy.com, is on Instagram, is on Facebook, and is on Twitter, plus their main site, stringjoy.com. The great thing is they post pictures that their customers send to them of their guitars all dressed up and their new strings and everything like that, along with the sizes of the strings, which I thought were super, super rad, because if you are somebody like me that's always trying something new, you have a point of reference. If you want to try a new string and you don't know what, you can go to stringjoy.com and you can go to their social media and see what they've posted, because they are super rad. They also make custom strings for you, so when you're at stringjoy.com, check it out. You can work with them and customize the strings that you want. You can customize the instrument cables that you use by color, by the tip, and even by the length down to the inch. So, stringjoy.com is a place to go for all of your guitar accessories. Yeah, stringjoy.com. One last thing before we get into this. On October 29th, I will be hosting a show in the name of the Local Music Revolution. It's going to be in my hometown of Tulare, California. It's going to be a masquerade party, guys. A masquerade. I've never been invited to one, so I decided to throw one so I could experience that, but with my own little twist added onto it. So, if you are in the area, please go hit up the bands for pre-sale tickets. They're only $5. I'm not trying to make anything. I'm just trying to have a good time, guys. So, again, go to the bands, go to the bar, get those pre-sale tickets, and come and party with us on the 29th. Now, without any further ado, this is Perception from Fresno, California. And we'll get into a little bit of nitty-gritty about the band and how they came up and what they do in their free time. All right, I'm here with the guys from Perception. How are you guys doing? I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
No worries. There you go. All right, so gentlemen, there are three of you on the line currently. So, give me your names and what you guys do in the band.
All right. Well, my name is Nikar, and clean vocals for Perception.
I'm Miles. I'm just the drummer.
I'm Jake, and I'm the bassist.
Awesome. And who are
we?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. we currently don't have our lead vocalist with us. He's in read lead, so he's at work. He's working at Walmart. Go Walmart.
All right, gentlemen. So can you give me a quick background? How did Perception get to be a band, and what brought them to current time?
Well, it's kind of a funny story because it kind of just started with Miles just... because we're brothers, I don't know if you guys know that, but yeah, me and Miles, we kind of just started playing our own instruments. I had learned how to play drums from Guitar Hero drum set, and he would grab the piano bass pedal, and because we had a piano at the time, and he'd grab and practice the bass pedal with the actual Guitar Hero pedal, and so he kind of became like a little prodigy, a little way. When they had band members, I would play on the Guitar Hero drum set, like a rhythmic, the fun, no money times. Yeah, we're both super young, and we just started making up our own songs. I would come up with something on the Guitar Hero drum set, and but then we actually started. Miles actually got his first kit from a garage sale, and we. You know, we put so much money into that set and also my guitars and guitar amps, and we actually started making good songs. And then I met Jake, my junior of high school, and Jake was a freshman, I believe. Yeah, Jake, weren't you a freshman?
Yeah, I think it was a freshman.
Nice.
Yeah, Jake was a freshman. I was like, I thought Jake, he was listening to the, like, Ness Mayfire or something. I was like, oh, you like heavy music? He was like, oh, yeah, I like heavy music. I was like, how about you coming down with us one time? And, like, Jake was like, oh, I guess. Like, he's one of those guys that's just like, whatever. Yeah. Sounds cool, I guess.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, sure, I'll come out. And so, like, he was like the third member. And Eric, he's been a buddy of mine and Miles' as well. And so, like, you know, we can actually do something about this, like, actually become a band. And so we called Eric up, and he was like, Eric's down to do anything. We'll be like, yo, let's go to the beach, like, tomorrow. And he'll be like, yeah, sure. He was down to it. And so that's how we became Perception. May 5th was our first show last year. So we've been a band for one full year already.
Wow. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
So I've been wanting to know since I worked with you guys the last time. Your band's name is Perception. So why did you decide the name Perception, and what does it mean to you guys?
I came up with the name Perception mostly because, like, at the time I thought about it. Like, I thought about band, you know, Jared band name. It was like, you know, I was thinking, like, one day I was reading the Bible, and it was talking about, you know, about sections on different people. And there's a song we have called Meek. It's also from the Bible. The word meek means strength and control. So we're not all Christian, but, like, we're kind of Christian-based. Like, we all are religion-wise, but we're not, like, you know, we're not going to preach. But, like, when I thought about it, I just thought, like, you know, perceptions on different people are, you know, like, different.
Yeah, like, yeah. They're different views of things. So it kind of can be, like, perceptions, like, your different ways of seeing things. And it just made pretty sense. And I'm cool.
Because we're all, like, Jake's different, Miles is different.
Nice. Also,
another thing. We all have, like, our own, like, different, like, styles of how we, like, you know, want to make our music, or how our, the message, you know, the message that we're trying to get out, you know, with the lyrics and the music also.
Exactly.
Like, you know, Miles is heavily influenced by jazz, and then I'm just kind of like, I don't know what the heck I'm influenced by, but, you know, Nick and Eric.
You throw some a lot of questions, though. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You throw a percussion up that I can't do.
So another thing that I wanted to ask, the logo that you guys use is two arrows making an X. Was there a statement there, or did you guys just really like the way it looked?
Well, I like to think arrows, a symbol of strength. And so both of them in an X was just a way to, you know, we're a strong, like, band.
Yeah,
we're super young, like, two guys are in high school right now. Jake and Miles are in high school, and me and Eric are in college, and we're adults already, but, like, we're still, like, a strong band, you know what I mean? But it's not just for, band, like, just for our band, but, like, we're strong. We've been through a lot of our own, in our own lives, that we gather and we do something we all love. So it's, like, kind of symbolizes us as a strength. Like, we've been strong for a while already.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, guys.
Yeah.
So you also have an EP out. So let's talk about that for a second. How many songs are on your EP?
There are 3 songs on the tracks.
All right, 3 songs.
Let me get it up. Right. SoundCloud. I got it up right here. Yeah. There's 2 tracks. And they feature Meek, Waiting, and Who Do You Are. All tracked and mixed by Anthony Yannis from Days Under Authority. I know you know him.
Yeah, Days Under Authority's guitar player is the one that
he's been a real big help for our entire band. He's
a gig,
promoted us, got us out to where we are now. So shout out to him.
He's a big promoter for us, to be honest.
Yeah, man, he's a really good guy, really awesome guy to work with. All right, so you guys recorded with him. So how was that interaction with you guys and him while you were doing this?
It was fun, honestly, because we all went to high school together. Like me, Jake, Miles, and Anthony went to high school together, and we all got along really well. So like we weren't afraid of like telling him this doesn't sound good or. You know what I mean? Like, in a way, like, telling him, like, if something was wrong, we'd tell him, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, I totally agree, or, like, we were comfortable with him. So that's what was really cool when we got to record with him.
It was really cool, too, to get some of his insights from when his band, like, he added a couple new parts for Waiting that we never thought of, and it really helped us with the way he is, because he writes a lot of good, like, melodic stuff for his band, cool solos and stuff like that, so it really helped us out with getting the EP pretty good.
Yeah, because I'm not really a big lead player on guitar. Like, I write really good riffs in my eyes, but I write a lot of riffs, and I'm not really much of a virtuoso on, like, you know, writing lead parts. And so when Anthony, like, heard my parts, he was like, oh, well, let's throw this in there. And he showed me a part he was thinking about, and I'm like, whoa, that's cool. Let's do that. And we kind of just, like, bashed heads together and just like made new ideas for these songs that made them like a little bit better. And then nice. Jake, what did you think?
Yeah, Anthony definitely helped with a lot of like those small things that go in there, you know, because, you know, with recording, you know, you have like drums, bass, guitar, and then like vocals, but there's also like small like little like guitar things and small vocal things that also have to fit in there. And Anthony definitely helped with, you know, helping us think of different things to throw in there.
Nice. All right, so can you guys tell me about the song Waiting?
Waiting. All right. Okay, so Waiting is basically a song that's about it was a song that I had written lyrically. I wrote lyrics for it first, and so I kind of based it off a poem that I had. So okay. It was basically just words that I just put on paper, and I was like,
well, this would be cool if it was in a song one day. And then Eric had brought a lot of lyrics in also, and we kind of combined them together. And then the way it was written, I had came up with the opening riff. It opens up with it's just me on guitar. And then Miles adds in with the drums with Jake, and it's just like a big old hit in the face, you know what I mean?
It's awesome. This song would be a real powerful, just like, it's soft at the beginning and just hits you right at, like, after those four, like, first 8 bars, 16 bars or whatever. Just gets you really there.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that it really meant a lot to me, because it was a really, like, it shows that we are heavy, like, we're a heavy band, but, like, we also have clean vocals, and we also have, like, you know, we also show that we could do different stuff.
Musicality.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, like, the song is basically about an ex-girlfriend of mine, and it's funny that it was all written about her. It was all written about, you know, I'll be waiting for her, and, like, it was basically just, like, a false hope song, so it was kind of one of those, and it hits home to me, for me.
Awesome. Well, right now, I'm going to play Waiting. All right, that was waiting. All right, so gentlemen, we talked about you recorded with Mr. Anthony Yanez, I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Yanez.
Yanez. I don't know how to pronounce it, bro.
yeah, it is a thing. James.
That guy with the face and the guitar. Now that we've talked about that, I would like to know like how you guys started writing music. And how you've grown in writing music since your first songs.
Okay, well, it first started out, like I said, it started out with just me and Miles. Like, we had, like, these three songs that are on the EP have been played forever, just between me and Miles. And so then when we brought Jacob and Eric in, it, like, we kind of found that missing piece to the puzzle, and we became... like the band, like I was saying, after the EP. But the way we write now, the way we are writing music now is I would usually come up with a riff, or Jake would come up with a riff, and we'd send it to each other and be like, oh, that's really cool, or like, you know, we'd do stuff like that. And then Jake would we critique each other and be like, yo, that'd be really cool if we just did this, like, on this part. And like, we all come together, like, we all have rehearsal regularly, and we usually just come up with songs like that. And then Eric has a bunch of lyrics just ready to go, which is funny, because, like, he's a big writer, and so he'll just, he's like, oh, this is a really heavy song, but I think I got some heavy lyrics for this, like kind of a sad vibe for the song, or, you know what I mean, kind of like that. And then Jake would usually come up with really cool stuff, and... It's like really cool how we all connect. Like, we don't get mad at each other. Like, we just like come together and write stuff out and really talk to each other about it. Not just, okay, well, I wrote this song, so we're gonna do this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought that was a thing there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Jake doesn't like the song.
So.
Yeah, you say, Jake?
All right, so when you guys are writing and everything, like, where do you guys find your inspiration?
That's a really good one. There's so many bands that we like to listen to. Like me, I love listening to so many different types of music, like heavy music like ours, or totally opposite genres. Like, I love to listen to rap too, or I love to listen to country, and I get elements from everywhere, and I usually like write my riffs off of that sometimes. And Jake, he usually I don't know, who do you listen to, Jake?
I feel like I'm often influenced by like hardcore / punk bands like Beartooth and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, just
real fast riffs, fast-paced, you know.
Yeah, it's real true. Yeah, Jake usually writes a lot of fast stuff that kind of sound like a Beartooth song, or like, you know, we use a lot of like influences from different bands.
Nice.
I listen to like a lot of Animals as Leaders, Periphery, and then all kinds of jazz drummers, stuff like that, just so I could learn, like, instead of playing like just boring stuff on drums, just real musicality, a lot of fun stuff. Stuff that I can enjoy and not just be playing, oh, well, Nick Cassini, I'm just going to do, like, I don't want to do that the whole song. So I try to learn and like switch it up a bit, have fun with while I'm doing stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, we're basically just going for like a different sound. Like, we like to be different. Like I said, there's some heavy songs that we have and we love playing, but then we love to be soft sometimes, you know what I mean? It's like we have different shows that we go and play for, and we like to have a different set list of songs that we play. So like, if it's a heavier like set list of bands, a lineup of bands, like, we'll play our heavier set of songs, or, you know, like, it's good to have that like ready to go and like your inventory,
like the different kind of songs, because you don't know what kind of bands you end up playing with. And, you know, kind of it will help with the
have fun on stage. Like, we'll just be jumping around, and we love to give energy to the crowd, and the crowd really likes that. So it's really fun when we get that feedback back from the crowd. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man, that's it's a really good thing to have energy flowing between both the crowd and the band. I've been at shows mm-hmm. where it didn't happen that way, and it was a complete catastrophe. So, I know what it's like not to have that kind of help from the crowd.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, man. It's just like you have to jump around a bit just to show them that you're into this. You know what I mean? Like, we actually enjoy this. Like, we love to perform. Like, we get that performance high where people get a sick kid and, like, play a piece or something. And, like, and we'll just get all into it, you know what I mean? And, like, it's so much fun to have that like, energy, you know?
It is, man. If you can't have fun with music, then there's not really much in life you can have fun with. So, like, it exactly. just needs to be experienced.
Yeah, my show you did was just amazing. It was so much fun to do that show. That show.
I wanted to do another one there, but things are coming up pretty soon, and we want to start non-tile around August is when we'll be able to be back and playing shows all the time.
Nice.
Yeah,
August?
Because I'll be going on a professional band tour, I guess you can call it, because I'm in. We're all in marching band.
Okay.
So I do this thing called drum corps.
You'll be gone all summer, basically.
Yeah, I'll be gone all summer, but yeah, just one of those things. Like, it's a once in a lifetime thing, and it's my second year doing it. And it's one of my things I love doing. You know, music.
Nice, man. Yeah, I was in marching band for a few years, and it wasn't for me, man. I tried it, and it was not for me. I love the drum set. Like, that's my spot. Yeah.
That's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, do I really want to be marching out here in the heat? Or I could be in a home where there's air conditioned, I'm sitting down, I don't have to move as much. But then yet again, I love doing both, so it was hard for me too. I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel exactly how you felt.
All right, guys. So can you tell me about the song Meek?
Meek. All right. Well, Meek is a word from the Bible. And it stands for strength under control. That's the meaning of it. And I had joined a Bible study my senior year of high school. And that word just really stuck to me because I really thought it was one of those things that, like, wow, like, it takes a lot to be controlled. And, like, it just really stuck to me. And, like, this song is a punchy song. And so, like, the way the rhythms we have in it are kind of just different. Like, I've never, like, played anything like this until we wrote this song, and, like, it's really weird. I don't know, this song, because it's a fast but rhythmically challenging song in the beginning. When I first started playing it, like, me and Miles and Jake were sitting in a room, we're like, let's try this, and, like, Jake would throw something at me, I'm like, that's hard, but I like it. Jake would throw something at me, and I'm like, oh, crap, like, it was kind of hard. So I was like, but we like to challenge ourselves like that because they're both percussionists and they know something at me that I can't do. I'm like, whatever.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry. No, I was done.
Oh, my bad. So right now we're going to play Meek.
Lots of what you do when you work.
All right, that was Meek. So, gentlemen, you were just talking to me during the break about your YouTube channel. So, can you talk about why you are you have decided to utilize YouTube?
Yeah, well, when I go look at different local bands, like I like to, like when I see like we're gonna be playing a show with different bands that I have no idea who they are, like the first thing I go to is like their SoundCloud or their Bandcamp, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see how they sound. Like, oh, I never heard of these guys. Let's check them out. Like, you know what I mean? Me and Jake have talked about it too. Like, oh, dude, they're pretty dope. Have you heard them? Like we're gonna be playing a show with Wolf and Bear coming up on June 2nd at Dynamite, and I've never heard of them. And I checked out their YouTube, and I fell in love with them. I dig their sound. They're super dope, and like, that's one thing that really gets my eye is videos. Like, I like to watch bands and like watch their like connection with the crowd and stuff. Like, oh wow, their stage presence is awesome. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Like, what did you think, Jake?
Yeah, I think it's actually really convenient being a viewer because, like, again, band Outlier. It was the first time we played at Dynamite Vinyl, and like, oh, we're playing with Outlier, and they're a touring band. Like, oh. They're probably like pretty cool to be like, you know, having fun to explore around.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look them up on YouTube and they had, you know, music videos and stuff. And that was really cool to see how they are before the show. See how, you know, they're heavy or what kind of genre are they or whether you like them or not.
Yeah, exactly. I totally feel the same way because, like, before we played with Outlier, I was like, dang. I was ready to see them because I've seen all their YouTube videos and I was like, I'm actually like kind of like ready to see them. Like I feel like I know them already. It was one of those things. Like, I wasn't fanboying, but I was like, you know.
Yeah, you were.
Like, you were fanboying. All right, so you're talking to me. You did some videos for a show that we worked together on. Which was really cool. I actually watched those and they were really, really well put together. And you were telling me that there's a new video that you guys have up there. So tell me about that and how that video process works for you guys.
Well, I'm going to have to hand it over to Miles because Miles is the video production dude. Like, with him being so young, that's all he does. We'll record something on a video and the next day he'll be all day just on the GoPro. He'll just be like just editing videos all day. So how does that go, Miles?
The whole process is pretty challenging because I mean I don't have people that like actually know how to work a computer or something or work a GoPro.
Wow.
So the way I do it is I'll either give it to my parents or whoever's watching the show, and I'll teach them. I'll be like, okay, this is how you work the GoPro. You turn it on. I'll be like, turn it on for me. Okay. Now press record. Perfect. Now unrecord that. Okay. Now, so I'll put them in, like, throughout the show, I'll be like, okay, a good camera angle would be right here or something like over there. So we get that. Usually I try, depending on the venue, is I'll get a USB and I'll try to capture the audio from all the mic systems. I wish I would have done that at Barmagannon. I didn't know.
it was gonna be that awesome. And I was like, oh crap, I could have got way like better audio because the GoPro audio, it's all right. I mean, it's better than nothing. But it takes a lot of editing to get it at least like readable and able to hear what the singer's saying or something like that. So I mean, it takes a while. And then I usually go on Adobe Premiere, and sometimes it syncs it perfectly, but then like at an actual venue, it doesn't catch up with the audio files good. So I usually have to go in there manually, open up all the WAV files of the audio and crop them and then match them all together and then combine them and then just start doing multicam stuff. Like, oh, right here, Eric does a little jump. I'll put that in the shot. Or Nick does a little scissor kick. I'll throw that in there or something like that.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's a pretty fun little thing to do. Or like when I ripped my shorts the last show, that was funny. Yeah. Yeah, wow. It actually happened.
That is awesome, guys.
It was the day after your show, after the Barmageddon show. We had a show the next day, and we were exhausted. And so I was like, oh, I'll wear shorts. I'll be fine. Yeah, first scissor kick. You know.
That was funny.
All right, guys.
It was. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
No, I was laughing.
All right, so can you guys tell me about the song Mountain Heights? That's one of the reasons why we were talking about the video is because you said you had the video.
We have a video of a multicam of it that we just released yesterday. It's a whole in our rehearsal space. Just a multicam of the whole song live.
Have Jake talk about this one.
Yeah, Jake, this is all Jake.
It's all me.
you wrote most of the song.
I mean, the song, it was like, the first thing I wrote was just this weird, really messed up breakdown. I sent it to Nick, and Nick was like, what the heck did you send me? Like, and so, you know, we like worked that out for like, you know, like a week or so. And then Nick wrote this, you know, this sick intro part for like the first half of the song. And then we tagged on like a little like chorus part at the end, and it just like turned into this ridiculous like piece of art, I guess. Like, it had clean vocals, it had the heavy stuff, it had some like funky like breakdown thing, and it came together strangely well for like how it was written.
Yeah, that was like the first song that we all written together, like as a band, because like,
oh, yeah,
I think, like, yeah, like all the songs that are on the EP were all basically me and Miles that had written those songs and brought Jake and Eric to like learn them, you know what I mean? And so like this first song, Mountain Heights, that is like our newest like sound, is basically what we're doing now. Like, that's what we like to do as our writing now. Like, we're all together and we're a band, so we like to throw in our own stuff, you know what I mean?
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so right now I'm gonna play Mountain Heights.
Yeah. Really old. Once upon a time, there was a
Was Mountain Heights. So gentlemen, it's been a great interview, but alas, we have to say goodbye. So before we do that, I really want you to tell everybody how they can find you guys on the internet and find your music.
Okay, cool. So we have 4 things of social media that we're on. We're on Facebook. Facebook is Perception Fresno. The type of Perception Fresno will come up. Picture of all 4 of us in a forest, you know, being generic. and on our Twitter name is PCTN_official. You can follow us. We'll follow you back. You like feedback and like to listen to everyone. And our Instagram is Perception_band.
Nice.
And then our YouTube, type in Perception Band and we come up right away.
Awesome. All right, gentlemen, thank you very, very much for being part of the show. It's been awesome talking to you guys. And it was
thanks
awesome.
For talking to us. It was a pleasure.
It was awesome working with you guys at Barmageddon. Like, really, you guys, yeah. When I start doing shows again, I will be calling you guys. So it was awesome working
nice.
With you.
Sweet.
Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you very much for being on the show. And I will be talking to you guys very, very soon.
Sounds good, Andrew.
Man.
All right, gentlemen. You have a good night.
Right, you too.
And that was Perception. What did you guys think? Really awesome. I got to work with those guys. Super fun. Super laid back and super into what they're doing. And I really, really enjoy that. Now, without taking any more time, last week or the week before was Knotfest, so sadly, Dirtbag Smitty was not able to put together an episode, but I'm doing a first and I am reintroducing an episode I feel is very important. The reason I am posting this is because I followed the track, like the track of this album and this band while they were recording their newest CD. The reason being for that is because I followed Sterling Weinfeld from Pantera fame. Of course I would follow him. I mean, it's Pantera, man. Seriously. But I got to know the Rebel Few. I got to watch them in the little snippets, and I actually got to become a fan. So when Dirtbag Smitty sent me this interview over, I was super ecstatic, and I really, really enjoy this band. So here it is. This is the Rebel Few on Dirtbag Block of Rock.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Block of Rock. I got Chris Raposo on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, from the band A Rebel Few out of Cambridge, Ontario. Chris, tell everybody hello.
How's it going, everybody? How you doing?
So tell me about this video, man. You know, how was it produced? Where did you guys do it? What was the budget? Did you guys have fun? What sucked about it?
It's a funny story because I actually broke into a place to do it.
Nice.
I don't know if I should be saying that, but a friend of ours told us about an abandoned factory, and we were all over it because it just, you know, you could smell the rat shit and the raccoon shit everywhere. I was like, yeah, this is rock and roll. Let's breathe this shit in and make a video.
Oh, that's amazing.
But yeah, we were running like generators in the back trying to keep the lights going. They were popping all kinds, and it was like, but it was fun. We had a guy, Ryan Cannon, a local guy from where we are here, and he came out and gave us a killer video, man. There was like little things. We always like to go a little bit further with stuff and throw in like, you know, hidden messages and hidden just eye candy for people who actually pay attention to see who's paying attention, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you watch it closer, you'll see shit pop up and you'll be like, what the hell was that?
Oh, that's fun.
But it was a blast. And we actually have another one coming out the end of the month. And this one is just, it's insane. Watching it, it plays like a movie, man. It was like proud as hell that we managed to be able to get it done.
Outstanding.
And I was actually wearing my dirtbag in this one, brother. Because I've forever been wearing it till it stinks, I'll tell you that much. Wait till you meet us. You'll go, he wasn't joking. Keep an eye out for that one. It's for the title track, Rebel Feud.
Nice.
And I think it's badass, and I'm hoping everybody else thinks it is too.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see it, man. I really enjoy you guys' music, and I like the videos that I've seen so far. Talking to you today has been fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Raposo, singer guitar player for the Canadian band A Rebel Few. Chris, you got any last things you'd like to say to everybody?
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. Hey, man, check us out. Get online, Facebook, everywhere you can find us. Chris Raposo here, fronting A Rebel Few, and this is our single, A Rebel Few, from As the Crow Flies on the Dirtbag Block of Rock.
Just turn away.
more music from the band of Rebel Few and other Dirtbag endorsed artists, visit Dirtbag.com. For the full interview, subscribe to our YouTube page at Dirtbag Clothing 1996. The Dirtbag Block of Rock is brought to you by Dirtbag Clothing, sponsored by EMG Pickups.
And that was the Dirtbag Block of Rock. Thank you, Smitty, for bringing me that episode and bringing the Rebel Few back into my life. You are super awesome, man. Thank you for the Dirtbag Block of Rock for actually being part of the show. It's a super awesome experience that I get to have every single week, listening to somebody else's interviews and being able to help a brand that I've really wanted to become part of for over a decade now. So it's wonderful being able to do this. Another thing is being able to sponsor brands that actually help bands. The three sponsors I do have, which are official sponsors, they do great things for bands, and that's why I have them on the show and part of what I'm trying to create. The next one, Cold Cock Whiskey. Of course, if you are in the metal scene at all, you know. The first time I found out about Cold Cock Whiskey was actually at Knotfest. My wife bought me a drink, and we felt the effects of the herbal whiskey, and it was amazing, and I really, really dug it. So they sponsor bands big and small and, you know, weird and awesome. So you guys got to check out Cold Cock Whiskey. Plus, if you go to their website, which is coldcockwhiskey.com, you can actually check out all the bands and the companies that they are affiliated with and sponsor. So that is an amazing thing as well. So again, that is coldcockwhiskey.com. If you're looking for the local music revolution, so many things are happening. I mean, seriously, it's an amazing time to be part of this podcast. We just recently got put onto Google Play, so now we are on iTunes, we are on Stitcher, we are on Google Play, we are on every other podcast catcher I can get this podcast on, and we are on Longbox FM. Longbox FM is based out of Fresno, California. It's run by none other than Chris Doughty from the Dirty Doughty podcast, and I get to be part of that, along with a bunch of other great podcasts, that movie podcast, the Firefly podcast, and previously mentioned the Dirty Doughty podcast. So it's an amazing, amazing time to be part of this. If you are wanting to be part of this and help promote or even just follow along, you can do that by social media. Again, that's facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. On Twitter, at TLMRpodcast. On Instagram, at thelocalmusicrevolution. On Tumblr, at tumblr.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. And of course, you can keep up to date with anything and everything that's new at thelocalmusicrevolution.com. And that's the end of the episode. Thank you for sticking around, people. You guys are fantastic. Next week's episode will be Nava. It's a really, really awesome band consisting of two members, but I don't really want to tell you much because they are very different than what I've been having on the show, and that's what makes them awesome. So stay tuned for next week and every other week after that, because I mean, this is an awesome podcast. Until next time, this is the Local Music Revolution. I am Ogre. You are awesome. Take care and be good, everyone.
This is the local music revolution.